Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm Madison Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the fascinating world of ancient wisdom meets modern life. Now, before we dive into today's juicy topic, cultivating self-compassion, let's be real. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? You know those days when you feel like you're tripping over your own 2 feet, and even the simplest tasks seem insurmountable? Yeah, those days. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool that can help you navigate those bumpy roads with grace and resilience? That tool is self-compassion. Think of it as your inner cheerleader, always rooting for you, even when you're struggling. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Sound good? Great. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the magic of self-compassion. First off, recognize that suffering is a universal human experience. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, we all face challenges. It's part of being alive, and it doesn't define you. Trying to push through pain or pretend everything is perfect only creates more distance from yourself. Instead, acknowledge your struggles with honesty and acceptance. That's the first step towards healing. Number 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Ever notice how we can be our own harshest critics? Think about those negative voices in your head, whispering doubts and amplifying your insecurities. Well, it's time to turn those saboteurs into supportive allies. Start by challenging those critical thoughts with gentle, compassionate ones. Replace "I'm such a failure" with "this isn't going as planned, but I can learn from this experience." Thirdly, remember that you are not alone. We live in a world where people constantly compare themselves to others, striving for an idealized version of success and happiness. But guess what? That's a recipe for constant dissatisfaction. Instead, focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy, as Theodore Roosevelt wisely said. Number 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about prioritizing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe and relax. And finally, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and boost your overall sense of well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little blessings, like a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or the laughter of a loved one. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and suddenly you realize you forgot a crucial slide. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar wave of panic rising. Now, in this moment, what do you do? Do you spiral into self-criticism, berating yourself for the blunder? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mistake, and calmly adjust your approach? That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting that setback derail you, you treat yourself with kindness and understanding. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. And then you focus on finding a solution, adapting to the situation, and moving forward with grace. Remember, self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or ignoring your flaws. It's about meeting yourself where you are, offering support and encouragement even when things get tough, and reminding yourself that you're capable of growth, resilience, and learning. So here's the bottom line. Cultivating self-compassion is a game changer. It empowers you to navigate life's challenges with greater ease, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling and joyful existence. Remember, be kind to yourself, you deserve it. Ready to put this into action? Challenge yourself to practice one act of self-compassion today. Maybe it's whispering a kind word to yourself in the mirror, taking a break when you need it, or celebrating a small victory. Share your experience with us on social media. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.